If you bring the great words to neighbor, wish them the best from the living God. God bless you. Thank you for coming. And we request you that you prepare yourself. We're going to be honoring the Holy Spirit, presidency and the works he does in our midst, together with the armies of angels, the workers together with us who all on the word of God, the Father will be glorified and the Lord Jesus. Stand on your feet, that we honor the presence of the Holy Spirit. Continue accept him, do his works within our midst. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kwebaza kabaka kubanga n'olwaliro wakyali ekiseera ekiyitibwa leero ekyokuwulira eddoboozi lyo tewayogerako mbebulaniya nti leero bwe muwulira eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda mmwe ne mukakanyaza mitima nga mu ddungu ssebo kabaka tuwulidde eddoboozi lyo mbebulaniya 10 ery'obutalikanga yokukuŋŋaana era nitujja n'olwaliro bwe tuli naye watugamba kolisa ekisooka essuula 14 ti bwe mukuŋŋaananga ayina ekigambo eky'amagezi ekyokutegeera ayina okwolesebwa n'okubikulirwa ayina olulimi lwogerebwenga olw'okugasa era tuzze wano okwongera okumanya bye wateeseteese kabaka kitaffe okuyita mu kwolesebwa kigambo eky'amagezi n'okutegeera naye tetuyinza kwekulemberamu kubanga tetumanyi kwekulemberamu era okusinya mbarumi esula 8:14 abakulemberamu oyo wa Katonda be baana ba Katonda era yewuuyo Mukama waffe Yesu eyakulemberamu abaana ba Isirayiri nga mu Isaaya 6:3 eyabasangamu omwoyo wo era eyabakulembezangamu omwoyo omutukuvu wamu ne bamalayika weebale kubanga n'olwaleero omutukuvu ali masekati gaffe era tukusamu ekitiibwa atukkiriza emirimu gye agikole mu masekati gaffe ng'okusooka edda wamutuma mu zabuli 13 n'otonda eggulu n'ensi era n'ozza obujja obwenyi bw'eggulu naffe ayongere okubeeramu ffe nga bwe yakkanuka abatuma essula ey'okubiri era ayongere okufuna ekifo mu mitima gyaffe magezi gaffe nga mu Yokaana 14:12 abeere mu ffe nga tumumanyi era nga tumutegeera ayolese emirimu gyonna okusookera ddala mu Yokaana 14:6 atusomese atujjukize ebya Mukama waffe Yesu era mu Yokaana 16:5-10 ayongere okulumiriza ensi y'ekibi obutuukirivu n'omusango n'okutubikulira ebyo ebigenda okujja kale abeere mu bwatyo omwoyo w'eddembe era aleeta emirembe mu masekati gaffe kwaniriza era tukuwa ekitiibwa omwoyo w'amazima tusabe ejjira bamalayika abakozi wamu naffe okwongera okukola wamu naffe n'okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda nga mu Zabuli 13:19-22 kale omwoyo mutukuvu oyongere okubeera mu masekati gaffe okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda okutuukiriza wamu ne bamalayika abawulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kya Katonda nga bakola okwagala kwe era nga mu 12:7-8 Abudeeri bw'ayogera ne Yokaana ng'amugamba tuli bakozi wamu naawe abakwata ekigambo kya Katonda era agamba Danieri mu Danieri 10 ez'okutegeeza ebyandiko mu byandiko bitukuvu kale ejjero neeraba malayika abalwanyi b'entalo bakole wamu naffe abasaguzi era abafefesi babeerewo mu bwengula bwaffe nga mu Zaakaliya 18:19 basagule buli maanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza bakwate emyoyo gyonna embi okugisoma mbunya obutakoma era bookye buli maanyi g'akizikiza nga mu Zaakaliya 18:19 tumirako malayika Mayiko w'ekitala era malayika Abadoni ow'enjegere ne malayika ow'omuliro ali mu kubikula 14:18 ayite mu ssebo atufuula ab'eddembe kale era malayika w'okuteesa ow'obugabirizi awonye endwadde n'obunafu n'okulemeerwa kwonna era atugabire mu bye twetaaga mulamu ne mukuweereza Katonda malayika w'okumanya atwawulire eby'omuwendo kutali bya muwendo eranga bidiri atongerenga ko okolesibwa mu kigambo kya Katonda sebo ayi Katonda fomwesibwa era sebo oyongera okusiringa no moyo omutukuvu bwe tuwulira enjiri eno kale otuzza obujja kale atubikulira ebyokutegeera byonna ngotusasiddera ngaotusonye nga bwe twasooka okukkiriza mungeri esula esooka abiri mu satu oyogera ngaogamba mukkiriza okunenya kwange bayiweko omwoyo wange abaleeta otutegeera ebigambo byange mukama tutesetese walina okuwandika omwoyo omutukuvu emitima gyaffe amagezi gaffe omuntu waffe w'omunda kuwandiza omwoyo omutukuvu twaniza ejjero neri abamalayika mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu wetulireko. Yes, we have
been praise Jesus so much. We thank the Lord.
Neera atwongedde obudde obulala.
Once again, he's added us another moment.
Era nga mwetegefu okwongera okutusomesa n'okutuyigiriza.
He's ready to teach us and to train us.
Tusobole okuba nga tuganyulwamu.
That we can profit out of that.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
Manya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hopewitness.
Apostle Ronald Hopewitness.
Wamune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Nomusomi wa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinnya lya Mukama waffe.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwebale kwewaayo.
Thank you for committing yourselves.
Okutuusa emitima gyammwe okutunuulira kitaffe w'omuguru.
To turn your hearts looking to the Father of Heaven.
Okutuukiriza ebyo yatugamba Malaki sura
y'okusatu. To fulfill what he told us Malachi 3.
Kimwekyuka mudde gyendi.
That turn and get back to me.
Nange nakyuka okudda gye
muli. Meet you or turn get into you.
Ddala ku nsi tekuliko round about okutuusa okudda eri Katonda.
On this world there's no round about which turns us to God.
Wabula ebirowoozo byaffe byennyini.
But our very own thoughts.
Ewali round about
yaffe. It's where our round about is.
Bwe tuddamu okulowooza nti nali waffe muguru.
When we move on to think that our home is in heavens,
no kutegeera ddala,
and to totally understand,
gamba Filipo 3:20,
like Philippians 3:20,
nali waffe muguru,
truly our home is in heaven, even our Father is up in heaven,
kale tutandika okukola ebikolwa muguru, tubikola
ku nsi, do what is done in heaven, we do it right on earth,
awo nno tuba tumaze okufuna round about,
there we have already gotten the round about,
tuzze ebirowoozo byaffe eri kitaffe,
we turn our minds back to the Father,
kitaffe w'omuguru,
the Father in heaven,
tunoonya obutuukirivu bwayo,
and we seek the righteousness of heaven.
Then
he gives us what we need in this life and for serving him. And we thank him for his help us in all these issues to show us the way we can turn to get back to him. Praise Jesus.
We are going to
be moving on in the fullness to know the fullness of God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
we explain what is to come out for the new generation with the full knowledge of God. This ministry of the new generation with the full knowledge of God. What we call the focus of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
he is looking unto and what he is intending.
Like
we are here to fulfill the promises he promised. Like in Daniel 12. When he speaks, the world will be filled with the knowledge of God. As the waters spread over the sea. Praise Jesus.
And
that knowledge will increase in the latter days. Praise Jesus.
Now
we are in those seasons of fulfilling that. And we know we are going in another part of knowing the fullness of the Word of God. The fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, and His glory. Which we realize that in Him are things in heavens and earth. Right from our planet Earth, stretching through all of the heavens,
to
reaching the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So nga twasembe yonga tutegedde nti alimu ebitundu bibiri.
Now we last understood that in him are two rings.
Kitundu ekyawansi,
the ring below,
kirimu eggulu eryasembayo okutondebwa.
We find the last created heaven,
limanyiddwa ng'eggulu eryokuna,
which is known as the fourth heaven.
Then ekitundu ekyawaggulu,
then the ring above,
tubeeramu neggulu eryasooka okutondebwa.
We have the first created heaven there,
eririmu ekibuga kya Katonda,
where there is the city of God,
Yerusalemu
ekyomu, Jerusalem of heaven.
And
still in the rim above, we have the second heaven in creation.
And
in it are the four living creatures. The store of all spirits brought the given flesh in this world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now still the rim above. And we have the third heaven. Like 2 Corinthians 12 from verses 1 unto 5.
And
in the third heaven, it is the garden of God,
or
what we know as the paradise of God. And even the throne of God
is
still found in the center of that heaven. It's surrounded by the sea of glass and even the thrones of the 24 elders.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
we began to get to the Holy Scriptures,
which concern
the fourth heaven, the last created heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We had
finished to see the
hardness,
the circular appearance of that heaven,
together
with the height and the width of that heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
today we had to see the stars within the firmament of that heaven. How big are they?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
It's
what we are heading to be looking onto and to handle.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're
going to be handling them here.
We're going
to be reading within scriptures
and we
give you some references.
These men who are
searching in the stars with the telescope,
what little
have they come to realize and discover?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
you're going to be getting those which are found in the body of Christ in the realm below, in the fourth heaven, the last created heaven.
We
want to see the stars which are put in the firmament of the heaven.
But remember,
here we see the glory and the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So we
want to be moving on what concerns the stars in the firmament of the heaven. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 20,
ask
that the stars are right unto the heaven, but they are far from it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 14.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ery'eggulu, byawulenga emisana n'ekiro, bibenga ng'obubonero, n'ebiro, n'ebise, n'ennaku n'emyaka.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Atuna n'ayogera.
And God said,
"Ubbanga ly'eggulu,
in the firmament of the heaven,
wabeerewo
ebyaka. Let there be lights there.
Ebyayi n'okubanga bibalira abatuula ku nsi.
Those which we are to count for they who sit under the sun.
Abibalira ebiro n'ebiseera n'emyaka.
And they count for them season, times, and years.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So kitugezaako kubanga tukutegeeza.
But what we try to be telling you,
nti bw'obeera ku nsi eno gye tuli,
that if you're on this planet Earth where we are,
olengera ng'emmunyeenye ziri ku ggulu ng'amapensa,
as if stars have been fixed on the heaven like buttons.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But friend, that in the firmament, even the other, you have never seen a real star. But you only see a reflection of light from it. The light which stretches from the star is all you see up there. But the real star is very far. The star you have perhaps ever seen, it's what is called the sun and the moon. But that too is a type of a star.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That
one you have ever seen it, and you saw it shining up in the space. Now you see the light from the sun.
That's
what we see reflective from the stars, but it is far. Have you ever seen rays of the sun stretching to the planet?
Now,
if it was far, those rays are what you would have seen and say, I see the sun giving light up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, because the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven where the earth take a big portion there, there is an appearance like I'm going to show you that the planet which is there, but the sun is a bit closer to the planet up it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the stars are far from the sun in the same orbital portion. What I can tell you can make two lines, circular lines, and you make them within your book. Let's get the board. Put it here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I show you an example of what we are trying to say.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What I'm trying to tell you is appearing like this. That if that is the heaven, it has those in the north, east, south, and west. Now let's take the stars in that location.
Take it.
Are we together?
What is the distance?
Now there's a distance from them reaching to where the heaven is. Now these stars take the orbit in the form of that portion.
There
are those which are a bit close where the sun
falls.
And that they were a far. You see that? Now the sun gets to be a bit near.
If
planets are those from the sun stretching downwards, and that is planet Earth,
it
means there are stars which are close to it, like the moon.
And you see, stars
at the end and up there, those which are far, you just see rays which come from them. You can't see the real star how it appears. You see light rays getting from them, which appear in the form of the star. And if you want to draw a star, others draw them in that form. But they are not appearing like that. That light which gets from it is what you see. Stars too are such like the planet. I don't know if they are
understanding.
If someone draws a star, they may draw them like that, think they appear like that. You understanding it?
But the
rays we get from it and spreads from it is what you see right on earth. Have you understood it? And the planets get big in the midst of them, and they too are in the central of that.
So,
now
we
see this heaven having three arrangements in it. We see that that is the heaven.
In arrangement, yes, so okay,
you know. The first arrangement is that.
Then number B.
Then second.
Then number set.
That is the third arrangement.
Arrangement, you know, the music planets.
And in that arrangement, you will find planets.
Then you know, what the arrangement is the moon.
And there is where the star arrangement
what
is.
Distance, so cover what?
Now, the distance from the stars to reach the door of heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
As we don't take it, watch it to Gamanti. The Munyan to Uyuku to Jirengira, Uringira, Sparkles, as
you have expect where you have realized that you perhaps have never seen a real star. You only see a real star. That's where many don't draw a star as it appears in reality. Like I told you, they make them when they have.
They
like that. But the reality is they appear circular. Let's move on with Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 15.
Bibenga ngetabaza mubange lyeggulu byakenga ku nsi bwe kityo bwe kyali. Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene, ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro era n'emmunyeenye.
Nemunyenye nazo ziyitibwa ebiki?
Ebyaka.
Era nazo zibanga bw'olaba omwezi bwe gwakula oba enjuba.
Naye
olw'okuba ziri walako,
gezaako
okulaba layiti ng'evaako layiti
eyongwe.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga byonna yabiteeka mu bbanga
ly'eggulu. But all of them God put them in the firmament of the heaven.
Tugezaako kugamba.
What we try to tell you.
Nti tulowooza nti eggulu lyebase ku planeti kuno.
Don't think that heaven is sleeping right on the planet.
Ngabuulaba wali eri eggulu liri wala ku planeti naye eri wala.
Heaven is a bit far, even the planet is far from it.
Naye olw'okuba kati wano gwe bw'otunula amaaso go gakulaganga eri ebase.
But because when you look up you see as if the planet is sleeping on the earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ayenge iliko waranyu.
But the heaven is a bit very far.
Ili waranyu ensina yili warako.
Very far, even the planet is far, far from it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Katuulire.
Lubelebelye esula esoko nyirwa kumi na mukaaga.
Genesis 1 verse 16.
Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene, ebyaka ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro era n'emmunyeenye.
Bino yabisembeza kumpiko n'awali planet.
These drew them closer to where the planet is.
Emmunyeenye, enjuba n'omwezi.
The sun and the moon.
Yabisembezaako mu orbit eno gye nkugambye.
Drew them closer on the orbit of Sony.
Nti byo biriraanyeeko kumpi n'ensi.
That they are closer to the planets.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Era mu kifaananyi kino ekyakiri ojja kulaba emmunyeenye ng'eri enjuba ng'eri
and in the other image you'll see the sun and the moon a bit close.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
So chitugezaako kunyonyola.
Now what I try to explain.
Nti munyenye zino ddala ziri mu bbanga ly'eggulu. Teziri ku nsi kuno ate teziri ku ggulu nga mapensa.
Are on the firmament of the heaven. They're not on the planet earth and they're not on the heaven as Barton speaks to there.
Waba otunula bw'oti waggulu oyinza n'okulaba ng'eggulu lyebase ku nsi.
But you look up you may see as if heaven is sleeping on the planet earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga si bwe kiri ab'omu
Uganda. It's not like that, brethren.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So guno gwe mubiri gwa Kristo Yesu gwe tusomako.
This is the body of Christ Jesus we study of.
Obujjuvu bwagwo n'ekitiibwa kye.
Fullness and his glory.
Kino kye kitundu ekya wansi.
This is the rim below.
Abantu abamu babuuza wakati awo ekibuuzo.
Some people in the midst they ask a question.
Ne bagamba nti naye ng'emmunyeenye ezo zaaka mu ngeri ez'enjawulo.
They say how can the stars give light in different ways?
Mu mayinja ag'ekitiibwa ag'enjawulo.
In the different precious stones.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amazima gali bwe gati.
The truth is this.
Nti emmunyeenye ezo.
That those stars.
Amazzi gali agatondebwamu.
The water which were created in them.
Gambi kisingibwamu amaanyi ag'emiyomu omusanvu gya Katonda.
In them were mixed the powers of the seven spirits of the Lord.
Nga bwe tujja okulaba mu maaso kaabwe.
Just as we shall see ahead there.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye katusooke tumale okunyonyoka bulungi kifo kimwe ziri.
Let's first get explained which place they are.
Ziyinza kubanga zenkana ki.
How are they big? To what size?
Bwe tunaaba tumaze okulaba ne planets mu masekati ge.
After we see the planets in the midst of the stars.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus.
Kijja kututwala tusobola okuba nga tukola ki? Nga tukebera lwaki zirimu amayinja ag'enjawulo.
It will take us to check out what in them are different precious stones.
Ate nga tuwuliranga nti Mukama yayawula amazzi ameere.
Yet we hear as if God parted and separated only mere water.
Kale zirimu ziyinza kuba zaava.
The colors within them, where did they come from?
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bwatyo emmunyeenye bwe yaziteeka mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
He put the stars in the firmament of the heaven.
So tuzirowooza nti ziri ku ggulu eringa mapensa.
Don't think that I fist on the heaven like Spartans.
Nedda.
Not at all.
Ziri mu bbanga ate nga nnene nnyo kama.
They are in the firmament of the heaven and they are big enough.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Lubelebelye esula esoko nyirwa kumi na musanvu.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 17.
Katonda n'abiteeka mu bbanga ery'eggulu byakenga ku nsi bifugenga emisana n'ekiro era byawulenga obutangaavu n'ekizikiza. Katonda n'alabanga birungi ne buba akawungeezi ne buba enkya.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
They themselves
began to count for us what we call night, day. Because you shall see their part of rotating. All of them in the firmament where they are, they rotate. By the command of counting seasons and times. Including the planets.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
So tulaba ko kitiibwa kya Mukama.
Now we see the glory of God.
N'obugulumivu bwe n'obujjuvu
bwe. And his height and his fullness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Emunyenyezo.
Those stars.
Zonna Katonda azimanye namba yazo.
All of them, God knows them their number.
N'amanyagazo.
Even their names, each one of them.
Usinzira ku Zaburi.
According to Psalms 147. Starting from verse 4.
Zaburi chikumi ya namu msambu. Okutandikira ku lunyo olwokuna.
Psalms 147 from verse 4.
Abale munye nyo muwendo gwazo. Azitumazo na manyagazo.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Abato basinga bagamba.
Many people say.
Kiyovori yawe munye nyo. Njuba simu munye.
That perhaps the sun is not a star. That perhaps even the moon, those were names we know of.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he revealed us their names. That one is called the sun. That the other is called the moon. The thousands of their colleagues never told us their names on the day of creation. But others put them in groups.
As Orioni.
That like the Orions.
And
put them in different groups.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
At the
now the problem we experience. He said that that is the sun.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And another
said that is the moon. All the
general
others, name. He called them a general name, stars. Are we together?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Have
you understood that? What I've said is this, that the sun too is a star, a type of a star. Even the moon is a type of a star. But their names were revealed by God himself. First, the other stars didn't reveal us the names.
But
he gave them a general name. But when he tells us in Psalms 147, verse 4, he tells us this.
Zaburi chikumi mwana musanvu lunyolo kuna.
Psalms 147 verse 4.
Abale mwenye nye omwendo gwazo. Azituma zona manyagazo.
Chizona.
But all of them.
Azimanye namba.
It nails their number.
Eira.
And.
Tuinzo kugama.
Well, we can't tell you.
Kia manjino omuchi.
It knows.
Nabuliri nyariyabu
one, he knows it by name.
Wadizina jeno nemu ntizo mwenye.
Though they are having a general name that they are stars. Like I tried to show you there, or like I've shown you, that the sun, he called it the sun. If he had not called it a name, it too we would have called it a star. If he didn't name the moon that is called the moon, and reveal us that name moon,
we
would have called it a big star up there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, Nezri and Alizas Garena Zazmani, Omunjibuazo,
the others which made, he knows the number,
Adera Mani, Namanyaga,
and he knows their names.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Also, be the money in Jesus in Jacobanga.
Expect those stars can amount to how many?
You
can count the descendants of Abraham. Truly you can count those stars.
We
told Abraham in the Genesis
that
your offsprings will appear like the stars in the heaven.
You
can count
people
who come on this earth and they who are and they are to come till the world will pass away. You can count those stars in number. But that is a bit easy. If you can know another thing,
I'm
giving you formulas of counting the number of stars. Another formula. If you understand the rightful number of angels, you can know the number of the stars. How? We are studying the glory of the Lord Jesus. You know, he said in Job
38,
verse 7, he said this.
Job 38,
verse
7. N'abaana ba Katonda bonna ne boogerera waggulu olw'essanyu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bwe baali batonda ba malayika.
When they created angels,
bamanyiddwa ng'abaana ba
Katonda. Who are known the sons of God.
Babeera mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Who are within the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Lunaku era lwe batonda emmunyeenye.
The same day they created the stars.
Waanyi.
Are we together?
Buli bumu.
Are we together?
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
It means if you can
calculate the angels very well, and you count their number, those who are there and they who fell, and those who work within hell, and you join them together.
Let's
divide them by four. For every star, it's made up of four angels. You can count and get the number of the stars. Are we together? Mathematics not come out clear? You see, planet Earth is made up of four angels. Even other planets are made up of four angels. Even the stars are the same.
With
four angels. They appear as the pillars of them. We're not going to first calculate it here. When we reach planets, we shall go to calculate even the stars.
When
you see their number, then you understand how Jesus is big. Praise Jesus.
But
God knows the number, each one God named it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
These
stars,
they
are big and very massive. And when we compare, the smallest star is equal to the size of the moon. And the biggest star is equal to the size of the sun. That's why those were drawn near that we can get to realize the others what they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The sun and the moon were drawn closer. God knew you
would
give the scientists a wise heart. And
they'll
be able to calculate those two. Now we will exceed their wisdom. But we get them, we join and calculate the rest.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So Nayenga would never to bada.
But when we calculate their height, we shall calculate one star known as the sun and the other star known as the moon.
We
get smaller and divide them, they're equal to the big ones.
Then I have what to get
to
yes,
praise Jesus. It means heaven is big indeed.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And for knowledge, to many of you,
for full knowledge, we know
what
it is. Bring things in the fullness of the knowledge. Just as God knows them, is how we were meant to know them. According to Job 22:14.
Yobu sura ya biri mubiri olunyiriri olukumi nenya. Ebire ebizivu bimubikako n'okulaba n'atalaba. Era atambulira mu kwekulukunyira kweggulu. Kwekulungirira kweggulu. Oyagala okukwata ekkubo ery'edda. Abantu ababi bebalinyirangamu. Abakwakulibwa entuuko zaabwe nga tezinnabaawo. Omusingi gwabwe ne gufukibwa ng'omugga. Abagambanga Katonda nti tuveeko era nti omuyinza w'ebintu byonna ayinza okutukolera ki. Naye ajjuza ennyumba zaabwe ebirungi. Naye okuteesa kw'ababi kundiwala. Abatuukirivu bakiraba ne basanyuka. nataliko musanga abasekerera nnyo ngayogera nti mazima abo abatugolokokerako bali bamaliddwawo n'abo abafisseewo omuliro gubookezza.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tudeeko katono ku lunyino olwa
Let's get back to verse 12.
Yobu sura ya 22 onyirwa 12.
Job 22 from verse 12.
Katonda tali muguru awagulumizibwa. Era alaba emunyenye wezenkana obugulumivu.
Era alaba emunyenye.
Era alaba emunyenye wezenkana obugulumivu. Nawe oyogera nti Katonda amanyiki. Ayinza okusala omusango ng'ayima mu kizikiza ekikutte.
Owulidde ky'ogamba.
You hear what you say?
Ya araba obugulumivu bwaki?
You see the height of the stars. Of the stars.
Munyenye tujula bajiba ngulumivu.
The stars are very high.
Nganazo mpanvuko.
They too are far high.
Iranga ngazi.
And they are white.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Na yefu tuinza kukola.
But what can we do?
Okubara obuwanvu obw'enjuba.
Let the height, the height of the star. Of the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But like we first understood that the sun and the moon are some of the lights put in the firmament of the heaven. They too are counted as stars initially. But when he gave them names, and he said that is the sun, and he said the other is the moon, and we got them from the general name of calling them stars. But when we know each one by name, we no more call it a star. We are all people.
But when
each one is known by name, we no more say those people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What do you want to do? You people? Is it possible?
No,
you
get home to no gamba.
You say, you person, come here.
Urugana Suna Goja. Gabaso, the Nevagamba, Gwabantu Goja.
If they say, you pass, you people, come here, you come, brother Suna. When we understand your name, we call you by your name. We no more call you person.
Yes,
praise Jesus. No, because we realize the name of the sun and the moon, we
will
not put them in the category of calling them stars. For those, their names were revealed. But the stars, most which are big, they are equal to the sun. And all the stars which are small are equal to this. It means down there, you can write the big stars. They are equal to this. All the stars which are big are equal to the sun.
May
they have this measure. The sun's size. The size of the sun. The size of the sun.
Size ya yenjuba
is
695
700
million kilometers.
Size yenjuba eli million kilometers emitwalo nkaga muchenda mwetano muchenda emitwalo nkaga mukyenda mwe emitwalo nkaaga mukyenda mwe tano
695.
Let me use English. Change it. The size of the sun is 695, 700 million kilometers. Emitwalo nkaaga mu mwenda nkumi tano mu lusanvu. Are we together? Emitwalo nkaaga mu mwenda mu nkumi tano mu lusanvu million kilometers.
Obuwanvu n'obugazi.
In its height and the width.
Ati buri buri wetunaba tukusiba dividingamu atutegedde emunyenye zonna omuziri mmeka.
When we get to realize the total number of the stars, we shall divide them by two.
Tufune entono wezekana.
And we get the small and the big, what is their size?
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus. It means all the small stars are equal to the sun, to the moon. All the small stars are equal to the moon. We see the size of the moon. The size of the moon is 1,737 million kilometers. Lukumi moru sangu, mwasatu mumu sangu, million kilometers. The size of the moon. Are we together? The size of the moon is 1,737 million kilometers. Obugazi bwe mu mwezi lukumi mu lusanvu mu asatu mu musanvu million kilometers. Million kilometers. Tuli tuna lukumi lusanvu mu asatu mu musanvu. Lukumi lusanvu. The size is the same height and width.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
This will be the summit of the
I expect to be very clear. When you look at how a small star appears, and you look at the big star, how they can appear in size. Christ is big to an extent, but we are still in the rim below.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Abarugano.
Now, brethren, things are like this. We may not calculate each and everything. When you begin to compare of the Lord Jesus Christ, you may think it's big to what size?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So, all
along is what we try to bring to you this. Christ is far big enough. And when we say of things of comparing him, there is nothing we can compare him with. He himself speaks in Isaiah and he says, but what can you compare me with? It means that what indeed. Truly, there's no person we can compare with Christ.
No
gold, neither silver,
which
are molded by human hands. That's why Acts
17,
from verse 19
unto 25,
the Holy Spirit says that called the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ,
He
who created heavens and earth,
is
not equated to gold, neither silver, which are molded by human hands.
It's
not like your car,
it's
not just like your house,
it's
something very small upon his body.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
So nga tunakura bikanga tumanya enamba yaba yemunye.
Now before we get to know the number of the stars, the small and the big, let's first head to see of the planets. The 10 planets formed in the midst of the heaven. And they are surrounded by the kingdom of the stars. Now you always see the stars. One person can say perhaps the stars are only up there. The stars too are appearing in the circle we drew for you right here. They rotate in the entire circle. Means they have engulfed the planets in their midst.
Like
you see, heaven is circular everywhere.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. What I can tell you,
demonstration
the rightful demonstration which appears like them.
Let
me give you an example of an avocado fruit. Maybe its appearance is a bit different. Let's get back to our egg. You see the cover of an egg? The cover you knock and you get the egg out,
heaven
may appear circular like that form. And it's covered everything within it. All those are within the heaven, you can't see them. This image we have here, we cut it and cut it in the middle to see what's inside it. Are we understanding? We just open to see what is in the heaven. Have you understood that? But the others are inside in the midst of this. And if you go to stretch out the stars, where you go, there is the heaven is in the west, in the north is there, in the south it appears there. Now, the kingdom of the stars, you see the whitish thing which appears on the head, it is surrounding the entire head. Are we together? It means these stars, when you go in the east, they are there. In the west, they are there. In the south, they are there. Even in the north, they have rotated and covered the entire planet. Now the yolk of the egg you eat, those are the planets in the middle in there, covered. Those are the three layers we try to show you right here. These are the planets in the middle there. Now those are the stars. That is the heaven.
So
if it's an egg, that is the yolk. That's the whitish layer you eat when an egg is boiled. That's the cover of an egg. Are we together? That is the yolk of an egg. That's the whitish layer you eat of a boiled egg. That is the cover of an egg. Have you understood how heaven is layered in its orders?
But
when you see, we've opened and you see what's inside. What covers here? Where did it go? Now you see, we've opened here, there. You see what's inside. Here we just cut in the middle that you may foresee what's inside it. For remember, if you switch from planet Earth, you get from something in the middle inside this layer of the heaven.
And
you see the yolk of an egg where it is. And you're stretching from there to get out of the entire egg. Are you understanding that? Anyone else understood that? Anyone who's not understood? Here we're not ashamed here. The one who's falling in hell is the one with half shame right now. Right now they've gone through a shame. There's nothing to change about them. And there's nothing to align and correct on them. But here we ask questions. No one is ashamed of anything. How will they see me when I've not understood? That we don't do the right here.
Get
ashamed very well in hell when you follow there. But here we don't get ashamed here on the earth in the things of understanding God.
Let me
expect everyone has been explained well.
Anytime
we say go to the center to see the planets, you get your boiled egg
and
see
you've
gone right where the yolk is. The yolk of a boiled egg. Have you understood that?
And this is now is
the planets are found there in the central of the heaven. For others, perhaps the planet is sat on the ground of the heaven. It's in the middle of the heaven. When you stretch out to see, if you look down, you see other planets, and you see many stars surrounding them. And you see elsewhere stars are surrounding everywhere. But when you stretch to their spaces, you can see the heaven. And it is far up. It means you have to walk past the kingdom of the stars
and
reach another corner to head up to the door of heaven. That's
when
we started. Heaven is big indeed.
Yes,
we
must
praise Jesus. But we want to head right now to see of the 10 planets which are found in the center of the heaven. When I speak to the center, you understand the image, the yoke, if it's an elk. In the
journey
of the heaven, we started their details. It means here we give you a summary of them. We don't go deep and explain everything. In the
journey
of heaven is where we handle each detail to get out every fullness of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we want to see of these planets as we based on the planet Earth where we are. It's the third planet from the sun. We usually read about in Proverbs 8, verse 30-31. But today we began like that, like
Isaiah
66 from verse 1.
Isaiah esulayan kagam kaga onyiri yorusoka.
Isaiah 66 verse 1.
Bwati wayogera mukama katonda nti eguru yentebe yange nensi yentebe yebigere byange.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Agambia.
He has said, heaven is the throne, and earth is his footstool. We expect God to have how many toys?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But before we look at that, let's first see
Agambia,
that he has said that the earth is his footstool. This earth, Genesis we see its name.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But still what surprises that earth itself is not one.
It
means even here he named only one among the ten.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
even other planets are existing. Like we see the other nine planets.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. It means what?
The
what we see within Genesis, they show us that they are creating one planet. The other details, where are we to get them?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 9, they tell us this.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakungalire mu kifo kimu olukalu lulabike olukalu ne bwekityo bwe kyali Katonda olukalu n'aluyita ensi n'ekuŋŋaaniro ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja Katonda n'alaba nga birungi Katonda n'ayogera nti ensi emmere ebimera.
Before we reach there,
agambye n'agamba amazzi
gano gakuŋŋaanire wamu to gather together. tugezaako kugamba and try to show you nti ddala Katonda bwe yali agezaako kubanga agenda otonda planet nayo amazzi yatandika okugasiba mu agaali mu ambulira y'eggulu okugasiba nga agabazinga agapimye n'okugapima Problems have come right now. You wrapped it how?
These are going to make
one planet, the other another planet. And the other I'll make out of it stars.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. You wrapped it with clouds. Heavy clouds.
But that,
we started in creation. I'm not going to go deeper in it.
When creation,
you see everything in reality, how it happened in creation. And you see the long hand of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Others say it may belong to what extent?
Yes,
praise Jesus. These we try to give you a summary. That truly right.
Most
things have been summarized so much in Genesis. Like we saw the heavens created. In Genesis, they never showed them to us. Even the planets, they are the same.
So when
we only see planet Earth.
The dry
land within it and the sea which came out of it.
What
we see and the creations put within it. When God created all heavens, moved on to put in them armies in there. Or what we say, what is meant to be in there.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
It
means we have to go into joining, adding, command by command, scripture by scripture. Here, a little there. And we bring the fullness of how it is.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga yes,
for we've seen the planet Earth. And he in explaining it says that truly there were other planets.
But
this alone was the one he created where flesh and blood can reside. And the word earth means the habitable earth. Where flesh and blood can live.
And
if you go beyond that and you stretch out of it, you need to cover yourself so much. And you need to go with the oxygen out there.
But when you are
in this planet Earth, when you stretch out of this planet while in the vision, in our spiritual transport, remember you have left this body here. Have you understood that? Now you've been given a body from heaven. It alone can reside in every place. We are in Proverbs chapter
1.
Proverbs 8 from verse 30. And the Lord Jesus explained that when he created, he never created one earth or planet.
But
he created other planets where flesh and blood cannot live. That's why scientists are still searching about that up to now. What can we do to reside on the other planets? Proverbs
8 verse 30. Nga njaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge. Nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu. N'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
He says,
waliyo ekyo kyayise planet ebeerekamu.
That is something he called the habitable earth.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Ye yali akikakasa nti waliyo planet.
He proved that there was that planet.
Ye mukama waffe yannyonnyola nti ensi teteriyemu.
That the Lord explained that the planet is not one. But he said that the planet where we are is the planet where people can live moving with flesh and blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And
they have
not gathered oxygen in their gadgets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you want to go to other planets, you must go with your oxygen.
You gather oxygen, you go up with it there. And you must go and have searched of the weather there that you can cover yourself. Even the other problem on the other planets, you may not find powers of gravity which hold us in the same place. And you find if you want to walk and move, the wind blows you off. For you cannot walk from there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We're going to be passing through them,
but we shall resume exactly where we stopped. For we have to record all of these things.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
what happens is this. After Jesus explained that it's the only habit of our
hearts
where flesh and blood can live,
like
1 Corinthians 15:50, he said this:
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
planet where we are now, things they put upon it, it's known as the habitable
hour.
Most things upon it, they rot. If you go to the other planets, there is nothing which is perishable and rots. Things there are always forever.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
So you know,
now you must have prepared yourself very well to be able to go out there with your oxygen.
This
plan was prepared very well. It was given time to prepare it. Like
we've
read in Genesis chapter 1, from verse
9.
We've reached to 31. They moved on to prepare it, that flesh and blood can live in it. Father himself minded that the words
fulfilled
the entire plan he had given him, as he sent his
spirit
prepared very well on this planet earth. Praise Jesus.
Means
the other 9 planets, not spoken of them as planets you can reside there, but he still rejoiced over the habitable earth. The language he uses, it means there are other planets, but those planets you cannot habitate there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The only way we can discover the other 9 planets, first to discover how we are made in the image of God. In that image, who is that? If it is Christ, then we shall discover how many planets does he have.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
As
we based on the image we are possessing.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
After
the Lord telling us
on
his plan as the Father, he released the plan as he spoke with
us.
One discovered the other 9 planets.
As
we face that earth is his foot still. When he has 10 toys, it means
he shall
discover that the planets too are 10. Every planet represents it. Single toe on his body.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
he speaks like this.
Genesis
chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. The way we are made from his image. Praise Jesus.
And
God created man in his image and in his likeness. When the Father released this plan, who is his real image? For
For we want to know that image we are gotten from is who.
Because
say we make him in his image.
Then
we want to see that image how it appears.
Yes, he
is. Praise Jesus.
Okusinzira mu Bakolosayi sura esooka
n'okuminetu.
Tugambibwa nti Kristo Yesu.
We are told that Christ Jesus.
Ala kye kifaananyi kya Katonda
Katonda. Truly is the image of the invisible God.
Then kakategeera ki?
Now understand this.
Kristo bw'aba kifaananyi kya Katonda Katonda.
If Christ is the image of the invisible God.
Then ffe twava mwoyo yennyini
Kristo. Now we came from him Christ.
Kye kifaananyi ffe bwe twakolebwa.
The image we were made from. And we've seen the body of Christ makes heavens and earth.
Then we know Kuzula.
Now we want to discover truly does he too has feet on the body making heaven and earth?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
This science is
not much science, it's a bit little. Because
the
long time you know it's hard to eat. Even the blood of your forefathers is much within you. Which never moved
up
to study these things.
Yes,
Jesus. Read Colossians 1:15.
Colossians 1:15. Na ye woluberebeye mu byonna era ebintu byonna biberawo mu ye.
Nti ebintu byonna
that all things
biberawo mu ye.
They hold within him.
Nga bw'olina gwe mubiri gwe ebintu
bye. In your body you have many things within you.
Yes, ye was.
Praise Jesus.
So bwe kibanga ye Kristo Yesu ekifaananyi kya
Kitaffe. Christ is the image of the Father.
Therefore,
the Father who is invisible.
Then
it was right to say they make man in their image.
Then
it means man came straight from the image called Christ Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
why have we gone here? We wanted to discover. These planets, how many are they?
There
are his footstool, how many are they? How many toys does he have? When we know we are in the image of Christ,
we shall
discover how many toys are we having and discover how many planets are they?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
But according to what he explains in Hebrews 1, verse 3 to 5, he says this.
Hebrews 1 from verse 3.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That the Lord Jesus is an express image of the Father.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And all things are sustained within him. Like you sustain your legs, your intestines, your hands.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Himself is an express image of the Father.
Then
now we come from him, the image of the Christ Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Are
we together?
We've
gone briefly and discovered how many are these planets? Why do we prove there are 10 planets? Before scientists discovered there are 10, in 2005, I knew that the planets were
10
from the journey of heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
As
we search for the others,
when
we already know that there are 10 planets and they will end up finding out 10.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
they
try
to compute that
they want
to remove one, it seems to be a planet.
Yes,
you
praise Jesus.
Half proof to prove that it must be 10 planets.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
So, but the more you know,
now when revealing this verse,
or Isaiah
66:1, as we start in the toys,
of
the word of God, he speaks of the planets, he speaks of them as they speak.
Isaiah 66:1.
Praise Jesus. Heaven is the throne. Earth is his footstool.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But how many toys do you have? How many do you have? Do you know you are the image of him, Christ? It means the planets too must be
10.
And every planet represents a single toe of the Lord Jesus.
Now,
Christ Jesus in reality is big indeed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he says
that
the clouds we see within his planets, they are dust of his feet. They are dust of his feet.
Who
remembers that scripture?
If you dare
forget that, let's read there.
Now
for me,
Esulayakusatu.
Now, chapter 1:3.
Mukama tatera kusunguala. Alina mani mangi, sota alitatila na katono. Ekubali ya mkama alita mchukumuta, na mchibu yaga. Elevi le, zemfufu zevi gerevi.
Kati ya kuonge dekombo ya vigere taina chimu.
His answer is not having one toy.
Aine vigere na yebi naka.
Yes, 10.
Kumi. Na yemwe vigere vipure ngera.
But that the cloud within there.
Fufu za vigere.
The dust of his feet.
Even
in the other planets, there are clouds in them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
those are just as we wake up as we move.
No tambu zevi gere.
And you walk with your feet.
Nato yamba denga.
And you have not clothed shoes.
Nemudia mwechi. Fufu mubi gere.
It just appears in your feet.
Kakati kwa ajiku
nkumura kwa. Now, when it shakes it off.
Netufu nachi.
And we get
Nkuba.
Rain.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He balances
the clouds.
The dust
of his feet, he put angels upon it.
The
angel of the waters.
Who
is in Revelations
16,
from verse 1 to 5.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Malaika mulamba atitenkanya enfufu ya jikunkumura
bwa. The angel who is dealing onto the dust of his feet to shake it off. The one who foresees the feet of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, when we get up to Christ,
we speak Christ in him at this in heavens and earth. We speak of the great one.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
you thought that you are a great person. There's nothing.
There's
nothing like greatness in you.
So it says,
now the 10 planets,
they
make the toys of the Lord Jesus. And we are in the third toy.
Very,
very small.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
We are in the
small thing, the
talk
of the
Lord.
But he unclothed all his glory from him, which makes the board of heavens and
earth.
And he too came within his soul. That's why they say Philippians
2.
He was equal to God in glory.
He
decided to standard of people. On our level. And we are like grasshoppers. Imagine a glorious person like that. All these body parts are his. Right from up in the third heaven.
And
decided to leave all that. Let me walk in the people under the sun.
abali eri ku planet ye
ukagere kange in my tone
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
abana basinga bagamba
many people say
kije kitya era chikola
ati comes that how can he do that
so ino kumanya kiri
kiri what you have to know is one
ntiensezo ni wangu badenga zili 10
all those planets are 10
Iranga tu inzo kuogera ko manya kankano zigalina.
Speak of the names right now they are having.
Ni wankubadenga sige manya.
Even though they are not their rightful names.
Ngabe tujjo kuulira.
Just as we shall hear.
Yes, he was
praised here.
Na yeki fura anti gunogo namu biri ku.
But what makes this to be all his body?
Uruo kubanti enseno.
Because this planet are.
Bane ensena.
All the other planets.
No bakabaka bamunye.
And the kingdom of the stars.
Bage nanga babusibira kumpa jinya ezaba malaika emiyo je nyine atenja jiba ku Kristo.
Tying them on four pillars, spirits of angels which we have gotten from Christ.
Ngabe tumanyiye mzabibu kwada fefe natu
matabi. The true find all us branches.
Katuro kubanti emyo jiri.
Now because the other spirits
ejikorensi
which make the earth.
Ngoku api mwensi ba malaika babana.
All the four angels holding the earth.
Buri nsimu nsi na buri moye.
Each planet and each star.
Kijivira koni chibera nti mubiri gwe.
That's why it causes it to be his body.
Iranga mukwepanga panga.
And in parking itself.
Boda yo ali waguru watura.
When you go up where he is.
Kitufa ine bigere 10
ngabe. Truly has 10 toys.
Na yechu sibwe mbiri kugwadalebe gwandi
badde. That's not how his real body would have been.
Wabula omkweke ndeza ako.
But in reducing himself.
Kati echa dali chikwadala no mbiri kuchibira dali no jituli.
Concerning his body.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Nya tusome ko kuba malaika abo.
I want rid of those angels.
Ngatuzura lwaki dali kakasibwa anti kuno mbiri gwe gwonna.
As we discover why is it proven that all this is his body.
Kubira da ku nsizino.
From these planets, kingdom of the stars, and they have heavens, to the third heaven. Because all gracious honor we have gotten from Christ. John 15:1.
John
15:1. Nze muzabibu ogw'amazima ne kitange ye mulimi. Buli ttabi eriri mu nze eritabala bibala alijjawo na buli eribala ebibala alirongoosa yeyongere ng'okubala.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ye muzabibu ogwaddala.
He is the true vine.
Fefe mna.
All of us.
Nawe bamalayika abogenda owulira abakola zi planeti.
Even angels and how make the planets.
Na abakola emunyeenye njuba mwezi.
Who make the stars and the moon. We are all gotten from him. That's why in John 1:16. They tell us this word.
John 1:16.
All of us are given. That's why they said from here all is his body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even angels who appear as four pillars of this earth. Even the other planets four. Even the stars to appear like that. All those making the planets and all the stars. They were given from him. For it's taken to be his body. Even angels were stretched heaven upon. They too came from him.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
The Vatican do what movie we.
That's why he said his body.
Era ngwa setingwa ngabwa byandi badde.
And was said just as would have appeared.
Neka ti bwakura kwali watu de.
But when he shows you where he said it.
Akura ge kufana nyinga tikende de.
He shows the image has reduced.
Nasara wachi pangu pangu watu.
He decided to pack it like that.
Asibu kula gabu afana na mbukunene kuyandi wada afana.
He showed us how would have appeared in his real size.
So kututa yeri mu above.
And we go to above.
Kwa remo kubawa waru oza nchi si chitu unduchi.
No one should think that is not a part of Jesus.
Ndoki la ganyaburu unji. Ndoki la ganyaburu unji. Kubikuliwa sule yomu sangu.
Revelation 7.
Tugenda kuna kuma maraika abari yegiru wapensi.
We are going to see angels by which the world was measured.
Umanya soka na atubuza.
You know, he first asked us.
Natunawa kugenda mkubikuliwa yomu sangu.
Before you go to Revelation 7.
Soka na atubuza muyobu.
He asks us in Job.
Asatu mu munana.
38.
Yobu asatu munana. Unyori soka pa kurokta.
Job 38:1-5.
Yobu esula yasa tumomu nanu nyolisoka. Awamukama narioka Adamu Yobu. Nga ima mumbu ya geza kazimu. Na ayokera anti. Anyona alete chiziki za mkutesa. Neri gambe vitali mkumanya. Kale n'osibe ekinyungu omusajja kubanga nakubuuza nawe onziremu wali ludda wa bwe nassaawo emisingi gy'ensi.
Bwe yali assaawo emisingi gy'ensi wali oli ludda wa? Then ekibuuzo ekiddako kigamba bwe
ki?
Yobu esula ya 38 olunya olw'okutaano.
Job 38:5.
Ani yateesa ebigera byayo obanga omanyi? Oba ani eyagigerera omugwa? Emisingi gyayo gyasibibwa ku ki?
Ebibuuzo biri awo bisatu.
Questions are free right here.
Wali oli ludda bwe yali ateeka emisingi gy'ensi?
Where were you when you put the foundation of the earth?
Ekyokulala.
The other.
Ani yarebye, ani yapima ebigera byayo?
Who marked it off its dimensions?
Era. Emiguwa bagiregera ku kinga bagikola.
And they measured the rocks on which as were making gates.
Tugambe nti ngenda kuzimba eno ennyumba naye neetaaga emiti gy'empagi ez'oku
nsi.
Naye bwe mba ebiki ebyo kati ensi eno ng'ensi bwe tugiraba yo bakubuuzizza bwe baali bagirega okubeerawo baagiregera bye bamalayika abaana bwe tugenda mu maaso n'okula abali ku nsonda zaayo ennya katugende tubasomeko.
Okubikulira essula ya 7 olunya olusooka.
Revelation 7:1.
Oluvannyuma n'endaba bamalayika bana nga bayimiridde ku nsonda nnya ez'ensi nga bakutte empewo nnya ez'ensi.
Owulidde ekiriwo?
Nti
ensi yaffe eno
waliwo
bannasazi batayinza kulaba
nga
bamalayika abo abali ku nsonda ennya ez'ensi. Ekisinga okwewuunyisa ku nsi
yaffe
oba n'ensi ziri ena
and the stars.
Kubanga zonna neekulungirira.
But they are all circular.
Naye ekibuuzo ekiriwo awo.
But the question there.
Ate ensonda z'ensonyi ziraba
otya? How can they see the corners of the world?
Kubanga ku nsonda ezo waliyo buli nsonda malayika.
For every corner there is an angel there.
Oba ondegedde bulungi.
And then you have understood me.
Akati kiri bwe kiti.
Now it is like this.
Ensi yaffe eno.
Our planet.
Tulina ogutuntuntu ogwa wansi ogusinga obunene.
We have the rim below which is a bit bigger.
Nga gote guli transparent.
And it's not transparent, the portion down here.
Naye nga ate ogwa waggulu.
But the one up there.
Kiri transparent.
It's transparent.
Tugenda kukola bwe.
We are going to do this.
Tambe kukasangulako.
Give me a dust.
Njaga kulaga bamalayika abo oba we bali.
I want to show you where those angels are.
Abaleegerwako ensi.
By which they measured upon this world.
Yes, you have it.
Praise Jesus.
So to get a phone and see a friend, we're
going to get our planet like that.
Yes, you have it.
Praise Jesus.
Then to get a take our marae home.
We are going to put one angel there.
Are you worried about the room?
The 15 minutes see clear.
Munne umara tumuteke eno
side. Put his other colleague up there.
Akati.
Now.
Bano batwale nti bali ku mukono gweri.
You take this that they are on the hand of this side.
Bali ku mukono gwa left hand oba right hand.
Yeah, on the left or the right hand.
Then twetaga ya balira wano.
We need two others there.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus.
So, chengeza ko kulaga kiri
bwe. What I'm trying to show you is this.
Kageri kano kikiri ekitono.
Oda
kuyita abantu bana.
This is small. I'll call four people to demonstrate it here.
So, ogendo subulo kitegeero.
You're going to understand it clear.
You come too. And the two shall join on you. You stand there, another there.
Good. I got to look at our money, come over and never watch what I'm doing.
Remember, angels have two wings.
I got to Babi Rabadu.
Now they join him up like this. And they did a joint like this. And they joined down here. Have you understood? Now the
thing
is which is transparent. Is where from our neck to up. Are we together? The
portion.
Now they stretched upon them the circular form of the heart.
That's
why they put it
up. It's
transparent because of the wings of the angels. Are we together? Now the portion from the portion from here up to down is not transparent. That's
what
the hardness of the ground, the hard rocks. Don't think
anything about
the passing on them, they stretch the up on them. They are the
pillars
by which they stretch the earth on a planet. And to rotate them,
they
took on to put on thick clouds to cover them. All the waters were covered inside them. And they began to demarcate mountains and
valleys.
These are the ones who have cut off everything out that is inside them. It's
going
to be hard to base out to know that truly by then they measure the world upon them. When
we
read about in Isaiah, they show that earth is circular. I've seen a hand. Praise Jesus. We studied as they taught us in school. They told us in the heaven after this what we call the ozone layer. That is what produces sun to reach direct to us. They say that the industries which fume smoke up there, they have gone on to damage the ozone layer. My question.
The ozone
layer aligns in the wings of the angels. As you stretch something, now remain three lines.
Uh-huh.
Like the wings of a bat.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. They stretch them and they tie them down with clouds to wrap them with clouds, which are very hard indeed. As if now
we've gone
to creation.
Yes,
yes. Praise Jesus.
So to what
that's why they say are holding the earth, all mountains are inside them. All the oceans and the seas are within them, the Red Seas. In them we have built everything. Just that small planet.
But
by four angels who come from the body of Christ.
So we talk about Jesus.
Now when you speak of Jesus,
don't
speak of that one you find in Rome. When you
saw me
say when you tell you I'm in the room, don't accept it.
Even though
you Christ in the body, but we no more regard him like that now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
speak of the planet where we are. Which was stretched with its measures on the four angels. How big are these angels? They are big to this extent. Revelation 10. From verse 1 to 4. Praise Jesus.
A rightful
angel in his appearance of size. Leave alone these who come in the flesh. These we see entering a planet. That's not their size.
Here
they have changed the body and they lift the real body up in heaven. Just as you leave your body and the vision you see yourself elsewhere. Now here they have come in a vision, in a trance,
dream,
in a dream.
But if you see that it's
in reality, because the memory of them is not taken from them. But they have clothed their real bodies and left it up. For if he comes, according to Revelation, he shows his height. You see Atlantic Ocean. He steps 1 feet on Atlantic Ocean and stretches another feet on Africa. And he stretches a hand touching the top of the heaven from the planet. Like you see how the oceans appear. Another man is stepping on Atlantic and Africa. Another on Africa. Indian Ocean. Another from Indian to the Red Sea. And they call the description of them. That's how you see things in Genesis. Separate water and a dry land. And they separate them. They were the pillars for that. Where they wrap all the waters within the planet. Praise Jesus. Who is fast? Beyond you in age, but you understand. Praise Jesus. Planet and you wonder how it appears and survives. This planet, even other planets are like that. Even the stars are like that.
Yes.
Praising Jesus. There are two questions I'm having.
So,
the first one, all angels are they the same in size?
In Jerusalem.
If they in the Jerusalem, they appear like that.
Jerusalem
is a statement from the ground of the heaven. And the first floor of Jerusalem is equal to the height of the planet.
The
down floor is equal to the height of the planet.
Now imagine when
those are your houses.
Do
when they take you on your size with your own.
You
are. You are a dwarf, a pygmy.
When you
like
front,
like that.
Kusinzira byatugamu Isaya sura eno natusembe wano
wano
kugenda nnyo buziba wala nnyo kubanga tulina okubidda mwatu.
Let's read here.
Natusome Isaya satu ana Isaya ana orunyo rwabi moro muno ku
Isaiah 40 from then one down.
Isaya esure yana orunyo rwabi moro Temunamanya, temunawulira, temubulirwanga, okuba kubereberye, temutegeranga okuba kukutondebwa kw'ensi.
Era munaitwaire tutegeranga taata.
We had never understood.
Yehuya atula ku nsi enekulungirivu.
Ensi yenyini nki? Nekulungirivu.
Earth itself is circular.
Wadde owe eregeddwa ku bamalayika abaana.
Though it's stretched upon the four angels.
Tujja kulaba ku bire ebizibu.
We shall see of a thick cloud.
Ebyabika amabanga agali wakati wa malayika ne malayika.
Mu masekati
mono mu
bire. Here in the ministry.
Kubano baba bawandisi.
Here they have spread their wings up.
Spreading every watu ne bigala wa. Zaini ze kulengere ziri ku nsi wa
ku. The lines you see up on the planet Earth.
Ngazina wezi komeno ngazi.
And they age somewhere as they come.
Era planet ya awamu we basingo juko webera kola inzi.
The planet when they draw it there those latitude and longitude.
But they don't
realize what are those.
Kati what way did they be taken?
Now there are big clouds they put in the middle here to join here, wrap it. Even down.
And
they are very thick and hard.
Now sealing and
sealed and they heat it with the fire. The spirit of fear of God did that. When you go to above, you shall see that. People don't want to know God.
Study
about God is much in the Bible.
No singer, no linga. You put TV, you say, "I go." Never jam kama.
Never
do muto. Never do muto.
I thank God I was the toilet.
Never kama ya gumpa.
I saw a snake in the ventilator, but God saved me up from it. As if you have nothing to speak about God.
Let's finish
this scripture. I will come questions after. Isaiah Sureyana, Orinyo Rabi Mwebili. Isaiah
40 verse
22.
Yehuya Tula Kunse Nekulungivu,
They see you as a grasshopper on the ground.
So, kakati gwenebuga mbori nefuba.
You see, you have a chest, and you think you have made the chest. You walk like that. You think you have a bum which is shaking. He says you are not a grasshopper in their service. Now we are very, very small. Because God just has mercy upon us. You never despise every person. But they with the world, they are like grasshoppers. Those are preachers. They preach to us ourselves, but we don't mind them. Look at this grasshopper. They say when you get from this world, get you like that. They will snatch you like snatching a grasshopper on the ground, grass. Isaiah 40 verse 22. Don't you see heaven is big? It was laid up like a tent, a curtain.
It's
laid on the angels. When they say here, O earth, they speak to the angels on which they stretch the earth. When they say here, O heavens, of the angels who got from Christ and
spirit,
but we had it high, and very high. They too, they are gotten from Christ. That's why it's all called the body of Christ. Now you understand what Jesus is speaking of. May God bless you. Except when there's a question. Praising Jesus. Now the boy of heaven can stretch to any level they want it on. The angels who make up your stretch illegal. Who make heavens we are stretched much. According to the height which God wanted. Praise Jesus. My question is in the order of creation. We see that angel stretch heavens upon. Now the first great angels whom they are going to stretch heavens upon and the great what's in the heavens. Now you know, we spoke of the plan of God the Father, the master plan. All things that are planned above the heavens before they came into the plan. They planned the upon, we are all up there. We are above the heavens, you remember that. According to Psalm 9, we are all up there. Now, the following creatures, they dropped them up there, above the heaven. We didn't drop them from the second heaven. Are we together? In the following creatures, they just put us naked spirits in there. Are we together? Now, remember, heaven is one of the living creatures. That's why they two appear like foreheads.
I'm
Yes, you will
praise Jesus.
All
plans that are
in
the all above. And they put them in the container of the head of the human beings. Like the fallen people, how they are.
So plans
just fell again from the Father above.
So you have to
see Genesis chapter
1.
There are the plants.
There
are the fish.
So plan, that's what it is.
Those are plants that are made up there.
In
Genesis 1, they are not being in place.
We begin to be in
Genesis 2:18. The God saw man.
I made animals as plant he had made.
And then came
heat,
and the rain fell, and the morning
marked,
plants to appear. Plants are not bad, they are not easy. The man lives around and help out. He sees the trees, he sees everything around.
And
animals born and insects.
Chapter 2:18.
How in chapter 1 as you see, they say animals, let them be and they appear. That was a plan in chapter 1. Now you can understand the Bible. When you read
them, we
are
saying
they are perfect that exists.
Read
the plan and read when it was generic, you put in place.
That's
very hard in this world.
You know
Genesis 1.
First part of the creation.
First part of creation. Second part of creation. That's how they read it.
You can find your Bible.
You are Bibles with headings.
I don't
know, one was a plan, another was the fulfillment.
The
plan is still Genesis 1. It was made about the headings.
The one out of the world, you know,
That plan you created there. When you read chapter 1, first one, in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Things happened. That was the plan.
And that's why we are
going to read Genesis Yes, you are. So, as you went to the things move like that.
You
are
moved
like that.
I want to be patient.
If they don't come, get back home.
Yes, you
are. Praise Jesus. My questions are two. The first one, it's right where you've left. I see man in credit and they take him in the garden. I see things brought to him. They help us. They bring them to him while in the garden. And my question is, they are brought to him in what body? Adam is being in the garden. That he had to bring over things they told him from there. He used to leave the garden and come on the earth and he goes back. That's why in Genesis
4,
even when they chased him, he had gotten used to move the coming. God remained going there and he came even on the earth. Just as Adam was. When he brought those things to me, he had to leave the garden, come see them. They didn't take him animals in the paradise of God, in the garden. They take the cows to come from there. The Bible says he took her there. He said, this is my real ring. Now, what's
happening?
When they chased him, did they see that they chased him with the animals there?
Adam never did that, they chased them.
He found the animals on this world. He went to see them and he went back to the garden. Therefore, Adam and Eve were chased together with the animals and the eat birds and all the insects. Those were right on the earth.
Why is it?
My question is right on Adam. He was called Adam. But God had foreseen. He had foreseen what will happen. And he named him a name according to what will be happening. It was named according to what will be happening. He made a prophet from where I made a prophet from, and you have to approve it, but I never planted. Now Adam, that is what you are. Adam, that's why it's called the past prophet. The God who sees things far, you will end up into that. Now I said, Adam, sorry, you are Adam according to what you have done. Praise Jesus. Because God has foreseen what you are to be, you named him immediate. Adam is the father of nations, you are the mother of nations, just as they will be, and rich never change anything.
Yes, you will.
Praise Jesus. Is there a question? They have wheels down there. And the long hand side. Just as the command of God can be. Tear up the water that the tsunami will happen in this place. And they begin to roll their wheels. Water will be lifted up like a mountain. And they will sweep away a city, destroy it. What we started is say that we show that they are the one helping us, the one protects, and the one making it rotates. It rotates like this. It doesn't rotate this. If it was rotated upwards, we would have gotten up and turned upside down. But it's rotating like this. They make it rotate. But they have that. They call it the Revelation 4. Powers from their wings, which hinders us not to get from the ground. When it reaches up, it gets down. The power of keeping things here. All the world rotates, we cannot see its rotation. If they take the Revelation 4 away, we can get incidents. We want to see the one rotate. If you have chased the mountain, you cannot find it. You wish to go home, you cannot reach your home.
Let me tell you, you come here, you are standing here, you are sitting there.
The place you want to go to is also moving ahead.
Now, the four corners of the world, the gravitational force, the force is in the same place. Where America was in the morning is where we are right now ourselves.
We go with our things.
We can't realize that. We go with all our things.
We
don't test things. Go try to protect yourself quick like that.
We
protect at high speed. And the moon runs quick.
Sometimes we never meet the person we left it.
The sun is shining, and we see the sun again. Even the night they meet, they go from here. Very big thing. One is facing the other. Another thing, more like an orange. Very huge. Praise Jesus. Praise God and praise the service. Let's go out from the next service.